style, and value for all. Coupon valid 3/22 to 3/25. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Thunder Country Weather.
Your Saturday morning forecast is brought to you by Summers Insurance of Albia and Sheraton, where they shop and you save. Rain will mix with snow between 10 and 3 o'clock today, and then rain and freezing rain likely after 3 o'clock. Our temperature will fall to around 32 degrees by 3 this afternoon with breezy conditions. Little or no ice accumulation is expected, and daytime snow accumulations will be less than a half an inch.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You, Noah? Because I'm getting in. Welcome aboard. It's time to get in the man cave.
Everybody inside, shut the door.
I guarantee you right now, if a guy named Noah shows up with a big boat, I'm getting in. Looking down here at the beautiful historic Albia Square, this is a beautiful time of year right here at Christmas time. I think the whole world, including the grass, the trees, and the hopeful buds and blooms are confused right now as we continue to have winter here.
Well, Easter is early this year, and sometimes organizations will do their Easter egg hunts a week early. And so those poor churches in Cedar Rapids, they're doing their Easter egg hunts.
Don't they have, like, glow-in-the-dark,
Easter eggs.
I know they have glow-in-the-dark golf tournaments. Yeah. One thing nice about the brightly colored eggs, they're really going to stand out for the kids. It'll be an advantage.
If they can dig down that far to get to them. It's 12 inches.
We got to dig down deep to get through this broadcast. And we got a crew in here.
Yeah, we do.
The man cave is full. We got
full of men.
Kevin Krall's in the house. Yeah. And we got a great show lined up for everybody. We're going to talk Stump the Chumps. And this is a room full of chumps. And a little bit later on, got a guy back in the corner here, Rich Grimes, and he's not allowed to play Stump the Chumps because he actually has information. The guy's got he actually has
encyclopedia of information. Yeah.
Rich is not a chump.
No,
but I was talking to him before going on the air here a little bit. I was talking to him before going on the air. He's a fan of Loyola, and he's got some interesting background information on that. But first of all, Jason, we're going to talk to Chris Hassel, a former TV 13 anchor, former ESPN anchor, now at CBS Sports. Of course, CBS is the home of the NCAA tournament. He's going to be on the line here in just a couple of minutes. But I got to ask you, what is the smell that you brought into?
I know. I just got off the treadmill and I got hungry again this morning. All of a sudden, I'm starting to smell the Asian zing. And honey barbecue sauce. My wings from last night at Buffalo Wild Wings, man, it's still coming out.
Do you not shower before you come?
Well, not here. I'm with you guys. This is a man cave. Suck it up, Buttercup. But, last night going up to see the Wild play, the Albia Junior High, Kevin Krall, proud superintendent of the Albia School District, a house full of Albia people up there sang the national anthem. And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings afterwards. Man, that sauce is staying with me. But sitting there watching the Elite Eight on the TVs, I think, man, Des Moines needs to be a consistent host. What an awesome place to to host the tournament, and we need to make sure it gets back there soon.
Yeah.
I think it's back there next year, isn't it?
Yeah, it just needs to be on the map every year. It truly is. Des Moines turned into a pretty awesome place.
I would say that the Duke game at Omaha looked pretty impressive, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The worst thing happened, they won. I don't know.
No comment on Duke. But.
Well, it is our annual Stump the Chumps basketball bracketing contest, where everybody that plays online for free, donates a dollar to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, which is always the day before Mother's Day down at the Ottumwa Park. And so another nice lump of money on behalf of all of our listeners.
Speaking of money,
players.
I just want to congratulate KIC for the $1,000 donation to the Eddyville School District. That was tremendous.
You saw that in the newspaper.
Yeah, how many times have we been introduced or mistaken for KCCI, and on the paper it's KIIC gets the credit for KCCI's. That is good stuff.
I took a picture.
It's finally gotten in the right place.
I know. I didn't realize we wrote that check. I took a picture of the newspaper and sent it to Dave Buzik up at KCCI, news director there at Channel 8, and said, hey, thanks. It's nice to be able to get some credit, publicity
free. I was going to say I missed that headline, and when you said that, I thought, well, if Eddyville gets one,
yeah. What about it?
Is the Abbey Community School District going to get?
We'll work on that for you, Kevin.
We got big checks back there.
we'll have to ask Marcus McIntosh for another thou.
I do have to come clean here. That the smell that you're smelling is my breakfast pizza, and I was at Casey's and they only had one piece left, so I would have brought more.
Well, you're not thinking about the rest of anybody, are
no,
you?
No, they just had one piece left. So,
that was the first thing I learned in schools, man. If I'm bringing treats or something, you bring it for everybody.
That's true, I guess. But they only had one piece left, so they had a lot of donuts, though.
Well, it is going to be an interesting day. It is the JDRF auction.
He's going to join us at the end of the hour.
Awesome.
We're going to talk about it.
Well, and I was down there last night. They've got a couple of life-size sleighs that they got from the Hy-Vee Floral Department.
Perfect timing.
I am not kidding. It's like they knew this was coming. Now, they're going to need it today if you're going up to northern Iowa. Winter storm warnings. Mason City down through Waterloo. Over a foot of snow up in that neck of the woods. So I guess we'll be happy with the rain, and some of our bumper music is going to be some rain songs here.
Once it stops raining, Joe, people will be golfing down here. There'll be a blizzard up north, but they'll be golfing down
here.
Well, this is God's country.
Absolutely.
You know, before we keep moving here, because this is going to be a fast morning, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Bill Saylor, the legend that he was and what he meant to the school. And today at 1 o'clock, he's going to have a funeral. But and Gritch is going to join in and talk about his impact on baseball and here in the community. Yeah. But, you know, Jaeger asked me, hey, could you get me something autographed for the auction tonight? And, man, my chest is pumped out. I was like, golly. Yeah, what would you like for me to sign? He goes, no, I want you to – can you get me something from the University of Iowa? I mean –
Well, we've got some stuff signed by Matt Campbell that will be auctioned off tonight. But yeah, if you couldn't come
through,
who's
this guy?
You couldn't come through. Well, one of the winningest coaches in the Big 12 right now.
Oh, that yeah.
I thought he was the CEO of Campbell Soup.
That's me too. Who?
Matt Campbell. Write that down, Jason.
How do you spell that, Kevin? Is there two T's?
Well, you're just a,
are you the board op too?
You're offending 40% of the listeners out there. All right, Chris Hassel coming up.
Let's do it.
All right, our bumper music, courtesy of Mother Nature today. We're going to set fire to the rain. This is Adele. I'm going to ask you guys also a little bit later what your favorite rain songs are.
Oh yeah, this is easy.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when we come back a little bit later. We got Chris Hassel coming up here. Let's see if we can wake him up. Stay tuned. More of the Community First Credit Union Coaches Corner coming your way right here.
The living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you simply need to build better credit. Either way, Community First Credit Union is here for you. Right now, we're offering member cash loans from $200 to $500 with no minimum credit score requirements and quick, easy access to cash. And don't worry if you're not a CFirst member. Join us, and after 30 days, you'll be eligible to apply too. Life happens, and we get it. Apply for a cash loan online at c1stcu.com today. Some restrictions apply, subject to credit approval and program qualifications.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
This Saturday night, be at the American Legion in Albia for the JDRF Benefit Bash. Tell them about it, Brent.
Comedian Chad Thornsberry will entertain us this year, followed by the auction.
Admission to the auction only is $10.
We will also have a guest appearance from Jerry Ann Ritter from Channel 13. Tickets are on sale now at Hy-Vee.
This is Macy Romanco, and I would just like to give a quick shout out to everyone who has supported JDRF over the years.
The doors open at 5 p.m.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Quartz countertop from Menards are easy to clean, and you'll never need to seal, condition, or wax. Available in 18 different color options, right now starting at just $35.59 a square foot after 11% off. Get 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Good through March 24th. 11% savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Gary Dolphin, voice of the Orange Bowl champion Iowa Hawkeyes. Now, back to Thunder Guy. Sorry.
I do that one more time. I do that one time.
Back to Jason and Dan.
The one and only voice of Cooter Ray.
Cooter Ray.
Also, a.k.a. Gary Dolphin.
I thought that was Gary Dolphin.
That is.
Okay.
That is.
I think Gary Dolphin heard that once and was, like, offended.
That was a better version of a Gary Dolphin than Gary Dolphin could do Gary Dolphin. And let's get the Hassel on the line. Chris Hassel joining us, CBS Sports. And Chris, in the past, we've been catching up with you, and you've been in a man cave, in a bunker, hidden underneath Omaha, Nebraska, catching this tournament. Where do we find you this morning?
Well, actually, I was there last week, but this morning I'm back home. I'm in live in the Fort Lauderdale area now, but I was in that bunker for 3 days last weekend in Omaha, and I probably had 20 beers every day.
Sounds like millage up here in a morning show. Have you ever experienced like I did this morning? We had a long night at Buffalo Wild Wings, and do you get up the next morning and still smell the wing sauce?
Oh, yeah. It's still sticky.
Yeah.
Still sticky. It just feels terrible. Well, that's the last thing you want to wake up to.
Well, it's on. It's actually in his
stickiness.
It's in his goatee. That's the problem, Jason. If you'd shower, you might not smell like Asian zing.
Hey, sometimes you don't want to lose that that experience from the night before. It hangs on to you. How about the basketball in this tournament? Chris, not everyone went and listened to my stink, but this tournament has been somewhat of an underdog's tournament.
Yeah, I think it's been one of the more, maybe the most unique tournament that I've seen. You know, the opening weekend was just incredible. It wasn't just the upsets, the buzzer beaters, but the comebacks. I mean, there were, you know, one team came back from 22 down. Nevada came back from 22 down with 11 minutes to go. It's had everything. And there still are some, you know, big-time teams in the tournament like Duke and Kansas, and they're going to play in Omaha tomorrow. But the fact that Loyola or Kansas State, one of those two teams, is going to be in the Final Four is just incredible. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. I think you know, we kind of got a glimpse of that this season, that this might happen and it might go down this way because of all the upsets that we had, top 10 teams losing at a ridiculous clip. But it's been a lot of fun to watch. I've really enjoyed it. Now my bracket hasn't, and I'm not doing well in the stump to chumps. Terrible in the stump to chumps.
You're the top chump, by the way. So
I am.
Oh yeah, that's how good you've done against the bad.
Oh my God! Well, going up against guys like Murphy.
Right.
Easy.
Right. It's just that everybody has done so poorly that it's kind of it's even the field out.
Yeah, my dad had Michigan State winning the championship. They, you know, they got beat the opening weekend, and so he tore up his bracket, and he's leading his work pool right now. So you're right. I mean, you think you're done because you've done so bad, but if you're not as bad as the worst, then you're still okay. So I think that's it's been the weird part about this tournament, but it's certainly a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to watching the games today and tomorrow.
I'm sure your dad, he's a big Hawk fan. I love the celebration. I remember watching him on the Iowa got the big win, and he's dancing in his man cave. That was you know, I know he's a big Hawk fan. Do you miss seeing the Iowa teams in the tournament?
Oh gosh, yeah. That was that video you were talking about was last year. Iowa beat, I don't know, it was a road win against Wisconsin or something like that. Yeah, it's. That's the one thing that this tournament's lacking. It's too bad that you know, every team was, other than Drake, I guess, was down this year in Iowa. It's not the same. You know, even though I'm a huge Iowa fan, I will root for any Iowa team in the tournament. I mean, I saw myself rooting for Iowa State last year in the tournament, and it's certainly a little bit of a bummer. I think next year that'll change. I think somebody will get in. I certainly hope it's both Iowa and Iowa State. And you never know with you and I. They're kind of a every now and then they'll just sneak up and win the tournament and get in and win a game in the NCAA tournament. But these years are kind of miserable. I had a couple of these when I was in Des Moines. I was in Des Moines covering these teams from 07 to 2012, and there were a few years where, I mean, Iowa was terrible. Iowa State was terrible. And you and I and Drake were really the only ones that we could ride with. But I think we'll have somebody in there next year.
All right, we're talking with Chris Hassel here, who left the four-letter word in sports coverage to the three-letter word, and that has taken over sports, and that's CBS Sports. Chris, talk about that transition. Really a really good move for you.
Yes, we've enjoyed it so far. We've moved from Connecticut to South Florida, which it was perfect timing. We moved down here October 1st, so we missed the winter altogether, and it's been great. Now, the summertime down here, I don't know about that, but we'll deal with them when it comes. But it's been a lot of fun. We launched a new digital platform, a 24/7 streaming free called CBS Sports HQ. They've been promoting it a lot during the tournament, and I do I'm the morning anchor there Monday through Thursday, so I do 7 to 11 a.m. Central Time, 8 to noon Eastern Time, and then I'm able to call games on the weekends. So I called a bunch of college football and college basketball games this year. It's been the best, most fun that I've had in my career, I guess, since I was doing Couturier in Des Moines. But it's been a blast so far. It's been about 5-6 months, so we're liking it.
We're on with Chris Hassel, former WHO TV Sports, then to ESPN, now CBS. And do you think this has been a good year for CBS in terms of the overall tournament and folks being interested? Are the upsets getting more viewers, or what are your thoughts there?
You know, I haven't really looked at the ratings. I don't really do that often. But I would imagine that the teams like Loyola, people are tuning in to see those. I think I am more interested to watch Loyola today, even though it's a matchup between an 11 seed and a 9 seed. That's the game I want to see today because it's Loyola, because it's underdogs. The whole backstory with Sister Jean. I think that things are going really well. My guess is that the ratings are good. I literally am just guessing because I don't know. But I'm more interested when teams go on a run like that, like Loyola, when you don't know what you're going to get, when you see upsets, and so you keep watching a game when a team is down 25 because they go, well, it happened last night, so I'm not going to turn this one off. I think it's going well.
Very good. Well, we love following you, Chris, and we're glad that you've got a great place there at CBS. And, of course, you're always welcome back in Iowa. We've been talking with Keith Murphy about possibly hosting RVTV again. And if that happens, we might see if we can get you back up here.
All right. Well, I know Albia was the best stop of my RVTV career. That was, 2012, the first time I went to tournament. That was great. It was a ton of fun. I always have a place in my heart for Albia, that's for sure. I had never even been there before until we went there with RVTV. So I appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you very much.
Well, and if he keeps it up, he's going to have to come back here and get his chump trophy because right now and Kevin Crawler in the lead.
Good to hear. I'm leading.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot. We will maybe talk with you later. And thanks a lot for playing the contest. It does help draw attention to this charity that we're trying to help out, Susan G. Komen. And we'll let you go and get back to sleep.
Thanks a lot, fellas. I really appreciate it. Honored to be a part of it.
How about that? I bet he gets asked a million times to do the Coup de Ray bit. Everywhere he goes, it was viral.
No, you remember it was also the Stivers Ford. Do you remember that one? He and Andy Fales did the Stivers Ford bit. Hey, before instead of going to break right now, let's finish the chumps talk because I know you want to get to Rich, and then you're going to finish with Brent, I think, at the end of the hour.
Well, so we want to go out and dance in the purple puddles outside.
Yeah. Absolutely. Get a little bit...
at least we're able to dance in the puddles and not shovel the snow.
Exactly. Whoops. Yeah, that was... Sorry, there you go. All right, let's run down how we're doing here.
And do you have any music for this or anything?
Well, I had Purple Rain going, but told me...
No, this is better music. I mean, something that's, my wife said, Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics, but she forgot that you're running the board.
I can get to that one.
Yeah. In last place, let's look at this. When you're this far behind, when you're so far behind that you're seeing the front,
when you get lapped on a track.
1,091st place, Joe Millage.
I was hoping that was me.
That's a long ways back.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. That's not easy to do.
That's impressive even for a chump.
Well, in some contests, it is the highest score that wins. So
then you'd have me. But you know the. 637th, so 400 people behind. Good job, Millage. Hanshaw, 557th place. He's got Michigan State. I've still got Villanova.
CEO of C-First.
And then Murph at 312th place, followed by Crawl and Hassel. It's going to be – but you said this best when in our very first year. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And, Kevin, I didn't get who did you pick?
I picked Villanova.
See, buddy? And Hassel's got Duke.
I have to come clean. I can't name one starter on the Villanova team. I don't think I've seen Villanova play all year. I've seen him play
Have you
parts,
seen him in the tournament? I haven't seen him in the tournament yet.
A couple minutes here and there. So I picked Villanova strictly out of luck, I guess, so far.
As a superintendent, was it good for you that there was no Iowa teams in the tournament? Because... the first week of the tournament oftentimes can be the worst case of flu and cold and sickness outbreaks in the school district with everyone getting sick, a.k.a. stay home and watch the tournament.
I got a quick story for you. I had, when I was in Lincoln Center as a principal, I had a student come in and said, he'll go nameless right now, but he said he was sick. So I called his mother, and I said, your son is in the office sick. And she goes, Kevin, I was playing Creighton. Tell him to go right back to class.
Oh, man, are you?
So I went down the nurse's office. I said, you need to go back to class. Your mom says you're just, and he gets got straight up. He got really, looked a lot better. He goes, okay, sorry, I had to try. He went right back to class. That is a true story.
Yeah, I missed a few days of school. Back when Iowa actually was in the tournament. Mm-hmm. So, that Kevin, what year was that? Was that in the late 80s?
Let's see, I remember 90s? That. Let's see, I was in high school. No, I forget. Yeah. Steve Waite. Yes.
Now, how about this one? Gavin Archer in third place.
Wow.
Kevin Archer, the father of Gavin Archer,
who is
the head coach of the Albia Blue Demon basketball team, who is a basketball junkie. 1175th place. So, Millie, you actually had somebody behind you. I didn't think that was possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've always been concerned that we've had the wrong Archer coaching the basketball team. We've had, this is unbeknownst to the public, we've had secret conversations with Jen Archer about trying to be the head coach. I don't know if that's going to work with an eighth grader or ninth grader. I don't know with Gavin if we can pull that off, a student coach or a player coach. Maybe we could do that.
I think that's a great idea. And maybe
easy change on the contract.
Son coach.
Change one name on the contract. That seems to be pretty easy.
How about, is it Susan Marriott?
I'm going to say Marlott.
Is that an L? Okay.
Yeah, Marlott.
Yeah, I need to go see Doc.
Susan Marlott is in first place.
And Megan Pickens. Mm-hmm. So the top two, Tiffany Brown is in fourth. So Kate McRae tied for fourth. So it's a ladies at the top of the bracket. 71%.
That's amazing.
She's got Megan Pickens, 71% of
what's your last name?
Pickens?
She picked them right.
She did.
Yeah.
I think I saw where out of the millions of brackets played, there are 30 that are
Still 30 that
30
are
that are perfect
wow.
so far.
With this chaos,
I think, but that was like before this last round. So
you know, the only thing that when I was not in it, I love basketball and it's fun to watch. But to stay diehard to your brackets, if I didn't have this bracket to stay diehard to, the only thing that's going to keep you in this is whether or not Cinderella still got her slippers on. And to me, with Loyola and Kansas State, although I wouldn't put Kansas State in that same bracket. Just by seeding, they had their slippers on. But Loyola keeping her slippers on and getting into the Final Four, that will make it fun for the rest of us.
That'd be exciting.
And it'll be Rich is pulling for Loyola, too. He might tell you about that. But all right, we're going to head to break, and I think it's Rich is up next.
Do you have any more rain songs?
What do you guys want me to play? I mean, we've got the request for the Eurythmics. I've got that ready to go. But what's your favorite? Kevin, do you have a favorite rain song?
I love The Rainy Night by Eddie Rabbit.
Oh, that is good.
That'll work for the station,
too. I did not write that one down.
I'm thinking of this song. I've heard it either in the Beth's Cafe or I've heard it on the radio. It's something about raining in my corn crib, raining on my cow, raining in my corn crib.
It's raining.
It's rain. That's what we do.
You have not heard that song on this radio station. You have not heard that song on this radio station.
I'm suppository. I know I've heard it.
All right, as we go to break, it's the Eurythmics by request as we're playing some rain bumper music here. And Jason will have Rich Grimes next. We'll be talking about Bill Saylor and his life and the services that are...
Raining in my corn crib, raining on my cow.
Here's a special announcement for Motor and Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorandautogroup.com or stop in. Tom's Outdoor Equipment on Highway 34 East in Albia has logging and rigging supplies, generators, log splitters, power washers, and lubricants. Tom's also has mowers from push to zero turn to industrial, and they also service all small engines. Authorized sales and service for Aaron's, Gravely, and Steel. Tom's now has tires of all sizes, from car to tractor tires, with a full-service tire center now open. And they're also renting. Call Tom's Outdoor Equipment at 932-7551 for all your outdoor equipment needs. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 4:30, and Saturday.
At Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at C1st, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your touch Stone Energy Partner.
How would you like yeah, to love just, 72 hours?
I'm yeah. Yeah, just yeah. I'm a little tired of the rain, but I'm certainly glad we're not getting the foot of snow that Northern Iowa is getting today. And hard transition here because doing something that is kind of fun, but to talk about something that's not something we. It is something fun because talking about Skinny, as we'll refer to, the coach, Bill Saylor, who started this baseball program here in Albion, and Rich Grimes joining us here on the Coach's Corner, this special edition, Stump the Chumps expanded Coach's Corner. Rich, Coach Saylor was a guy that you wouldn't necessarily see. He wouldn't be he would be up here laughing with us, but he had a quirky smile that let you know that he was enjoying the moment.
Oh yeah, he did. And I have to say, go Loyola, by the way.
Yeah. So what's the story? Hey, before we get into this, what's the story behind Loyola and your support?
Joe and I were talking before we went on, and I remember when I was 11 years old. You know,
the fact that you can remember your 11 years old is impressive.
Yes, but. I was in my bedroom and I listened to Cincinnati, the Bearcats, which used to be in the Missouri Valley, which Loyola is now. They weren't then.
You knew that, right, Millage?
Huh?
Millage knew that.
We love the Missouri. I love the Missouri Valley. The old Valley used to have Louisville and Memphis State and Creighton and Wichita State, and Drake was really good then. But Loyola, who I'm really pulling for, who has a 98-year-old nun as their chaplain, who Sister Nancy, I think, or something like that. But I remember Loyola... Back in 63, I was 11 years old, listening to that title game, because you didn't get all of them like Chris Hassel has. They weren't on CBS like they are now, or any of the others. But Loyola went up against Cincinnati and defeated them. The Bearcats were awesome back in those days, and Loyola beat them in 63. And it was a big deal. I mean, this is a little school out of Chicago, and I was a Loyola fan then. I don't know why, but the Ramblers took them on then. I remember two players from that team. Jerry Harkness was an outstanding black player, and Johnny Egan was actually the only white player on that starting team. Johnny Egan went on and played some pro ball. But they were exciting, but it just shows you how far we've come, thank God, because they had so many African-American players. They went through the kind of stuff we'd have read about Jackie Robinson did back in the breaking the color line. I mean, they had graffiti put on the outside of their doors and hotel rooms, and they were booed. They played a game in Houston before they got the title game, and the people were throwing stuff on the court and anything. Johnny Egan said, well, he said, our coach would have played five green players if it would have won. You know, it didn't make any difference. But that was a big upset when they beat Cincinnati. But that's the only national title they ever won. But, you know, I'm hoping they get in the Final Four anyway. Kind of a neat story.
Yeah, I don't know if people really understood the rich heritage with Loyola. You know, that they had a rich basketball program. Just like the Drake hat that you're wearing. There was a time when was dancing in the Final Four.
Yeah, and the Valley was really tough then. So it's nice to see somebody from the Valley. You know, Loyola came in after Wichita left, and they
Sister Jean,
and
my wife just texted me.
Sister Jean?
And
she
has her own bobblehead.
Sister Jean has a bobblehead.
Yeah, she's got a bobblehead. Sister Jean bobblehead sales are off and running. So
it's pretty cool, and she is sharp as a tack. They've interviewed her, and she really knows her stuff. So hopefully I'd like to see Loyola win it. As I saw Kevin say just on the Stump the Chumps, anybody but Duke or Kansas, too bad they can't both lose.
You know, the last 2 minutes of this show were better than the first 20. What are you doing on Saturdays?
Yeah, no kidding.
listening to you guys.
I would enjoy listening to you more than me. I guarantee that. Actually know stuff, Millage.
Yeah.
You know, because I just eventually see the key to me is getting, if you just say enough words, eventually
you'll stumble into it.
You get something. Yeah, but Rich, you don't fit this. You don't fit the chumpy.
I've been known to be a chump many times.
Well, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, the life of Bill Saylor is going to be remembered, and that's going to be... it's going to be a bittersweet moment, obviously laying to rest for his family, and the whole community is going to miss Coach. But what a life, what a tremendous life, and what an impact he had on our community and the sports programs here, and to a guy like me who learned to drive with Coach Saylor. You know, he was a great coach. He also was our driver's ed teacher, and I can tell you, he had the patience of Job. And no inflection. You'd be driving like the time, I won't say the name of who was driving at the time as I was in the back seat, but the scenic routes that oftentimes were taken, like, do you know that when you're up on the sidewalk that the shrubs really are in 3D from the back seat? And, you know, while you're grasping onto the headrest of the people in front of you, Bill Saylor has not broken a smile. He has no emotion.
He was a quintessential driver ed teacher. He had ice water in his veins no matter how badly somebody drove.
I literally we didn't get a block from the high school. We were up on the sidewalk, and the girl that was driving at the time could not see over the steering wheel. She'd had to put books
I know
underneath.
Who you mean.
Yeah. And so you know, and the time I was driving out on Old 34, and I look over, and I think he's asleep. And all of a sudden, there's cows in the middle of the road. And, I mean, I lock it up to where it's squealing. And, you know, my eyes are like saucers. And I look over, and he hasn't woke up yet.
I was thinking about this, because I'm doing the eulogy today, but I was thinking about this the other day. He, you know, we watch so much and so many sports now, and I know it's gotten to excess, but so many coaches particularly watch the tournaments or in baseball or other things. They just go crazy on the sidelines, or they think, you know, one more yell's better.
Right.
And bless his heart, you know, I'm an Iowa fan like you are, and Kevin is. Fran McCaffrey does that.
Yeah.
But when you would watch Bill Saylor, not that he didn't get perturbed about things, but when he coached baseball, or he did coach varsity basketball, I was in school when he did that, or other things, that demeanor that you mentioned in the driver ed was always there. He wanted to win as much and more than anybody else, and he worked hard to do it. But he always did it with class.
Yeah, I know. Some think that yelling is coaching. No, it's just oftentimes it's just yelling. But having played for him, you didn't have that and it allow you to make mistakes, you know, and that to me was one of the comforts of having him as a coach, is that you weren't you didn't have to worry so much about making the mistake, because I've yet to meet a person or a player that wanted to make a mistake in their life, or particularly on a baseball diamond or on a basketball court with everybody watching. But he gave you that peace.
He never demeaned you.
No, absolutely never.
And I played for coaches. You know, I played for a basketball coach years ago. I won't mention his name. He's long gone. But we'd get in a halftime, and we'd play a pretty lousy first half, and we'd come in, and he demeaned us the whole half and would never give us anything we needed to do different. You never get that from Bill Saylor and any sporty coach. But he certainly was Mr. Baseball. I mean, he started the Albia program in 1962 and was there 20 years.
Well, we were doing a Friday Night Lights broadcast, and we're doing our pregame show from Rally Alley, and we're staying there at the tent, Dan and I, and I look over, and this has been just when he moved back, mm-hmm. And I see Coach Saylor, mm-hmm. and I was so excited because, you know, he was larger than life to a guy like me, right? I really loved Coach, and man, I was so excited to see him, and Dan was so excited to see him. We ran over and got him on the air, and I think he was taken back a little bit that we were so excited to see him. That you know,
he was very humble.
He was a very humble person, and yet, you know, he had a really huge impact on so many kids, mm-hmm. because of his demeanor and because of the way he treated you. And, you know, like I said, you know, the story of the driver's education and getting up on the sidewalk and driving and having the cows out in the middle of the road, what that story really speaks to me is I always had peace with him because he as a coach and as a teacher, you didn't have to worry. You know, oftentimes you worry about when you make a mistake or when you mm-hmm. don't do well on a test or you're on a baseball diamond and things don't go your way, that, you know, you're just waiting for that beratement. But he was a very humble and very compassionate an outstanding coach, and I know he is sorely missed.
I'll tell you how much, too. There's so many things we could talk about with him. It's interesting how much he loved Albie, and that he came back. I mean, he was here all those years. Him and Beverly ran the sporting goods store just down the road, and with Ron Honecke, which just so many stories even with that. But he loved coming back here. He went to Texas. Beverly died down there, and then he went back to Cedar Rapids. But he wanted to come back to Albia, and I think he was always ours.
Yeah.
And he touched so many lives. And you know this for a fact, too. There's no higher compliment for a person who's coached for years than when they run into kids that they coached 40 or 50 years ago. They still go up to you and they call you coach. And I, you know, since he's died, before he's died, that's when I run into people. Tom Novak was at the house when he passed away. I came in about a minute or two after. They always knew him as Coach Saylor. I mean, I called him Bill all the time because we were very close friends, but everybody, it was still Coach. And that's a sign of revirement, you know, yeah. And it was always there. It's kind of an interesting story. Not too many people know this. Kevin does. Of course, Albie was looking for head baseball coach this year, but they were then looking for an assistant coach. Bill was extremely interested in being assistant coach on this year's baseball club. And I think the job was his if he didn't want it, you know, if he would have stuck with and wanted it, would have finally deterred him. It shows the vitality of the guy at 85. But he didn't want to do all the road games. He finally backed off. But that's a true story, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, he came up to me and asked about that. And I said, yeah, coach, that'd be great. Just apply and come back and talk, and we'll have those discussions. And he never – someone must have talked him out of it or something. He never did come back. He must have rethought that. But, yeah, we would have looked at him seriously just because of his experience, his demeanor with kids. You know, that would have been a great fit for our young staff. And but, you know, I guess that never happens.
Wasn't meant to be. It was interesting. He talked to me about that at the Veterans Assembly we did over at the school. And he said, what do you think? Well, Scott told him, I don't think you ought to do that. Too many road games. And I said, well, why not? Connie Mack was doing that, the great pro for years. But he had such a wealth of knowledge. But you hit it earlier. He was so humble with that. He was always fun, too. He had that dry wit. But he was just so much fun with everybody. And just a nice guy. I mean, we were all better off for having known him.
My wife texts me, you know, because trying to find the right words, you know, his humbleness, mm-hmm. his kindness, And then the acts ultimately is love, because he, yeah, he loved his, the kids. And that's what, and getting him on the air, the 50th anniversary.
He loved that.
That was such a joy to have him on. And then hear all the former players come back and hear their comments. And then getting him on the air, followed up that next year. I had him on the air a few times, and the next year he joined you in a broadcast booth. And he just loved being around Albion. He just loved being around the kids, and he loved the game of baseball, no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah. I remember him and I broadcast a lot over the years. We went clear back, I think I was 30, so you know how long ago that was. But he loved to be around baseball in any capacity. He went to the Iowa Cubs. His son Scott's an exec up there with the Iowa Cubs. He just loved baseball, and so many other things were a part of his life, and he loved his family immensely, but it always kind of came back to baseball. And I think a lot of those life lessons in baseball, and baseball's that unique game, he was a perfect fit for doing baseball and everything. But he was a simple guy who loved simple pleasures, but just an incredible person. He was an icon, I think.
Yeah, he was an icon. And that's why when we're standing there getting ready to do the broadcast of the football game and doing our pregame show, and we saw him standing there, Dan and I both just lit up. He was taken back, you know, why we were so excited to have him on the air. And then when he came back, I think he was a little taken back that how much people in this community thought of him and loved him, and that's that humility we talked about. But he really was an icon.
I got to tell you a quick story, and I don't want to blow my eulogy today and tell what I'm going to say, but Joe will appreciate this. Of course, KIIC, terrific station. Joe's done miraculous job here, best station around, period. But years ago, and this is not to denigrate anybody, this is way back when Joe was just young, there was a guy that owned the station here, bless his heart, good guy, but he would mispronounce every word known to the English
language.
Did his
name right when Jack?
Yeah, could be. And Bill and I played over the years so many golf. We played golf a lot over the years, and we hung out with each other and everything. But this guy would just, he was kind of the Norm Crosby, if you remember that, of his day, you know, purposely.
I have no idea
but
what you're
talking
about.
Guy would do it. But he would get on there, and he said, and the Merivia Mohawkettes, you know, it was Merivia, and then you're going to go, Eddiesville is playing. And Bill and I would just have a hoot. I'd kind of roll my eyes, but Bill would get in this staccato voice of his, and we'd go play golf or a tournament or go to a ball game somewhere. And every time we'd drive through Eddieville, he said, and now Rich and Bill are going through Eddiesville, Iowa. Or he said, I wonder what's going on in Merivia. You know, and Bill would just do this. And you know, it's just that wit he had and the funny things he did all the time. He'd just pick up on something. And there's a great story and Joe remembers this too. When we would give out fictitious awards, I mean, they were legitimate, like the best food, concession stand, hospitality, because, you know, in baseball, you get these little downtimes. So we would introduce all this stuff. And one of the great stories I love with Bill, you couldn't buy him off. His integrity was incredible. But I always laughed. I thought when Knoxville brought him up the biggest turkey leg barbecued I'd ever seen in my life, I thought it was a cinch Knoxville was going to win the concession stand this year, because he just devoured that. And, you know, we just had a lot of fun. It was a case where we had a lot of fun on the air, but we had more fun in the commercial period after, and you know what that's like. But he was a man of great faith, too, and great courage. I'll tell you, John Papp said it very well. He said, Bill Saylor had a heart attack. He said, if Bill Saylor has a heart attack,
absolutely,
the rest of us have no
in trouble.
But he had great courage to the end.
Yep.
And, you know, even in the last week or two when he was failing dramatically, the demeanor we'd seen all of his life never changed. He had the courage. He had the calmness. He had the peace. And, you know, he went out like he lived. With class. And that's, I won't forget that.
1 o'clock today. That's sent it to a funeral home.
I hope everybody gets there and pays tribute to this really great guy. And Albie has been blessed with great baseball people over the years. You know, had Coslake and Lolly Bernard, and those guys got the Little League going years ago. And Jack Pope kind of sustained that. And Boyd Brin did a great job. But you know, it's really, you look back and you see Bill Saylor started the baseball program in Albion in '62. And let me tell you, baseball's changed, because He had to do it all.
Well, and hearing his stories where, yeah, he'd do it all. And, and you know, including trying to figure out the field itself. But driving the bus and having to wait for a player to get off work, you know, he'd wait. I think it was a hospital down there. He had to wait, sit and park out with the
post
bus,
office.
Post office and wait for
One of your best players.
Yeah, players to get.
And he had great players over the years. Somebody said to me the other day, well, Bill never went to any state tournaments. No, but they were playing Valley and Indianola you know, all of the big schools.
They had the state tournament during the regular season.
But I'll tell you what, some of the greatest, and Kevin would attest to this, some of the greatest players I ever saw in Albia played for Bill, and they had some powerhouse teams. Had they been classed like they are now, they'd have been there many times.
Yeah, many Kelly times. Garrett and
Steve Cardenzana. Yeah. Bill Carpen was on one of his first teams. Probably nobody threw harder than Bill Carpen. I mean, he had a lot of talent, and they just played the big boys, but they played well.
Well, we will. He will surely be missed, and he was an icon,
and
larger than life. And this young guy thought the world of him, and my face lit up with joy the moment I saw him come back. Hadn't seen him for so many years, and he will be surely missed. And our
and a great family. Great
yes,
family.
Absolutely tremendous family, and so we send our regards to them. Yeah. And today at 1 o'clock, you're going to do the eulogy, and that that will be a very special as well.
And hope I get through it.
Well, buddy, thanks for stopping
good
by.
Good to see you. Go and Loyola again.
We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back on the Coach's Corner, and big things happening tonight. Now, we'll talk about that when we come back
to the
Coach's Corner.
Thank you, buddy.
You have multiple locations to serve your customers. You have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
There are many different reasons why people consider purchasing a different vehicle. It could be that you would like some of the new technology and safety features. You're looking for better gas mileage, or you just don't trust your old car to make it through the winter. Maybe you're finally ready to get that truck that you've always wanted. This is Brian Vandaloon at AllRecord in Lincoln and Pella, and no matter what your reason, I'm here to help you. We have a great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles on our lot right now, so there's no reason to wait. Be sure to stop in or call me at AllRecord in Lincoln and Pella, where we're taking care of you.
Oakwood Specialty Care is a proud partner of the Veterans Administration. We are contracted to provide many health services to this community's veterans. Some services include therapy, pain management, and fall assessment. We take this role on with sentiment, admiration, and pride. If you are a vet and living in Albia but receiving services in the Des Moines area, inquire about receiving them closer to home at Oakwood Specialty Care, located just south of the square in Albia.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of...
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We pay a lot of attention to the seasons at Piper's, and we do like to remind everyone what a great gift Piper's candy is.
Each of those pieces of homemade candy is made right here in this store. Send orders to us by mail or call us at 641-774-2131. Visit our website at piperscandy.com.
You know what this one is?
I know that's a piccolo.
No, not the instrument.
Oh,
the band. That was a piccolo. I'm actually impressed.
When I look into your eyes, I can see a love restrained.
It's one of those where you gotta wait for it.
for it. I literally thought it would be, they would have said the words by now.
Nothing lasts forever, and when both no hearts can change. And it's hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain.
Good grief, it took forever to get to that. We were actually stalling because Brent's not here.
Yeah, we're waiting for Brent to come up and join us.
So we had a long lead-in with Guns N' Roses. We're playing rain songs here this morning as it's just going to rain for days, it feels like. But as you said, Jason, at least we're not getting the snow, and that is good news. But if you're traveling today, headed up to northeastern
Don't go north.
Iowa, yeah, go west, young man. It's they're going to get buried with about a foot of snow up there. Hey, as long as we also have the time here, Jason, and we're waiting for Brent, and we'll talk a little JDRF. But the great golden Easter egg hunt that KIIC does each and every year on the courthouse lawn a week from right now, 10 o'clock next Saturday. And hopefully
it will be raining kids. It is one of the coolest things to stand up here and watch because I'm coming off the air when you're sounding the go. And it's you know, they do clear the mats. Mm-hmm. At the state wrestling tournament, 8 mats on that opening, and they clear the mats, and that's impressive. But there's nothing like the go to the golden Easter egg hunt, and this lawn. That's what we need to do, is make sure we need to do that. If we ever have RVTV back here again, buddy, that's what we need to do. We need to have at the end a turkey drop. Right, you know, a large drop of turkeys, frozen turkeys, and then the kids gather around and then go and they clean up the whole place. You're kind of seeing what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah, we'll let the committee work on that idea. The Easter egg hunt is from 10 o'clock to 10:03.
What's in the golden Easter eggs, too?
There'll be cash and some prizes and more this year. It's always more golden eggs this year than we've ever had on the courthouse.
And I saw the candy. I'll never forget the year that the candy was horrible. We've gotten better at the candy now that you're giving $1,000 out to school districts. Good stuff, but we've improved the candy. But the candy down there, man.
I got a good deal on the candy that year.
Yeah, you sure did. It was so good, no one wanted to eat it. I mean, if you didn't get a golden egg, you got the golden shaft because it was bad candy. This year, folks, I'm going to promise you, kids, this is going to be better than Halloween. There's this good candy stuff.
A lot of candy. All right, JDRF auction tonight at the Albia American Legion, and tickets are still available. $25 gets you in the door beginning at 5 o'clock. They start serving at 5:30. I know there's chicken parm and pork tenderloin on the menu, as well as all of the sides. And then you get to hear the comedian. There's free beverages, adult beverages all night long. And then after the comedian, of course, is the auction. Now, if you don't want to do the dinner and you just want to come at 8 o'clock for the auction, it's just a $10 ticket. And again, I'm
just
amazed.
Some advice to everybody. Don't give your bid number to John Flattery.